everybody. I'm Carlito, and I'm here with Dwight. Hey, Dwight.
Good afternoon, bitches.
Let's do prank calls. Quickly, let's do prank calls. Okay. I don't have much time. Did you find numbers? I have some, but did you get anything?
I thought people were going to supply us.
Yeah, I got some in Kentucky. The problem with Kentucky is it's small, but we can do them.
And it's redneckish.
Yeah. Let me get to that email. Here we go. This came from 2 days ago. It's from the free paper. Homeboy highlighted for me all the numbers. That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very nice. Look at that. Taking great care. All right, I appreciate that. Let's do it. First one is for... Go ahead, buddy.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the first one is for a company called Adrenaline Cycles, looking for full-time motivated salesperson. Adrenaline Cycles. I'm guessing I read the wrong one. The one I got here is for a Class A CDL driver. There we go. Damn, I had a good thing for the adrenaline cycle. I was going to talk about menstrual cycles and all that shit. Oh, well. Got a little excited. Okay, CDL driver. I'll take the first one.
Reached Amy with
Mink
Landscape Contractors. Your call is very important.
Yeah. Let me change the caller ID first to the local one, then we'll continue.
It's all to do.
There we go. That should provide some false sense of security and whatnot for these people to answer the phone. All right, and I'm going to redial.
You've reached Amy with Mink Landscape Contractors. Your call is very important.
That one went straight to voicemail. Try just to...
What a bitch.
Yeah. It wasn't a fuck you button, it just didn't get to her.
You've reached Amy with Mink's Landscape Contractors.
She's on the line or turned the phone off. One of the two. Oh, well. Okay. Next on the list machine. Divers Co. is hiring janitorial cleaning techs. Dwight, I gotta give it to you. Sorry.
All right.
By default, this one is claimed already, guys. Let's see if they pick up. I hope it's not too late. It is Kentucky, and it's 4:14 p.m. I waited too long, but something came up.
Your penis?
Yeah. It's this call between 8 and 4. Damn it, man. Should have waited till tomorrow.
Hi, unknown Candace. Can't come to the phone right.
Hi, unknown. Cool. It told me my name. That must cost money to look that up. Grill cooks and servers wanted. I still want Dwight to do this. I don't know why. This is the limestone grill.
Grill, this is Tasha. Can I help you?
How you doing there? You got a... I saw an ad for you look at cooks. Is what you're looking for?
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. I do cooking.
All right, good. Could you come in for if we do walk-in applications?
Yeah, I don't really do application and interviews. I just start working.
I'll have to let you talk to the kitchen manager.
Okay.
I love this new angle of yours.
Yeah, he said you would have to come in to apply.
Okay, you know, I'll come in and, you know, I'll come in and I'll start working because I got a chef's hat and a spatula. I'm a really important fucking man.
Let's see if we can get him. That was awesome.
Yeah. Let me talk to the cook. Let me talk to the man.
Say that to her.
Like, hey. Yeah, she said, that's the other thing. I'll talk to women. Put the man on the phone.
Limestone Grill, this is Shanley. How can I help you?
Yeah, put that man on the phone. Obviously, we're not getting things done talking to the female.
I'm sorry. I don't think we want you up here, so...
Ma'am, let me talk to the kitchen guy there. Oh, you hear him hang up already?
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Yeah. That sucks.
During that last show, I love just keep telling, like, different ways to tell people how fucking important I am. I'm like, I have a telephone and a headset. I'm very fucking important.
That's like me copying Will Ferrell saying, I drive a Dodge Stratus. Like,
okay. I yelled at one guy. I was like, something about I have something in a GED. I'm really fucking important.
I'll try this one. Full-time site manager needed for apartments in London. The city of London. Well, in the United States and Kentucky. Some computer skills required. 9.25 an hour. Jesus. Plus benefits.
Thank you for calling Homeland Incorporated. Please listen carefully.
Oh, it says until 6:30 to 3:30.
If you know the extension of the person you are calling, you may enter it
now. So they have a general thing.
If you do not know the extension of the person you are calling, please dial 9 for our company directory of last names. Uh-huh. At any time during this message, you can dial 0 for the operator for immediate...
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Homeland Incorporated. Please listen carefully for extension number...
All right, I hit 0. Either you didn't hear it or you're not going to play. So
looking on various street corners...
I'm going to find a better target.
Standing on the corner.
Help wanted. Handyman to do yard work, clean and maintain landscaping, mulch, paint, and clean apartments.
And spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready. Sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on. And we have
we got a hair salon. Looking for barbers, cosmetologists, and massage therapists. Masturbate the feet.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. You got a help wanted handyman to do yard work, clean and maintain landscaping, mulch, paint and clean apartments.
Pardon me?
You have a help wanted ad for a handyman?
I don't. No, you have the wrong number.
Hey, don't mess around with me and don't give me any shit because I have an accent. I'm looking for jobs.
I'm telling you, you have the wrong number.
Put a man on the phone, Missy.
Well, I'll sure do that, mister.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't understand why you're putting women on the phone over there when they don't know what they're talking about. Stupid women like that.
Who you calling a stupid woman, you bastard?
That woman that was just on the phone is a stupid woman.
I tell you what. Fuck you.
No, you.
Whatever the hell.
No, fuck you. Fuck you first. Oh.
Fuck you. He had to rear back to get it all.
I did dial it wrong. I see the digit I got wrong, but that was good. I'll try them again. Fuck ye. If they pick up, take them, Dwight. I already got them warmed up. Fuck ye.
Oh, not landscaper. Okay. Hello.
You got an
ad for a landscaper.
And your ears were stopped up. I said, fuck you and don't call.
I'm sorry. Why would you be saying this? He had a speakerphone that time so his wife could hear him being a man.
Okay, I'll leave him be. Maybe your ears are clogged. Okay, this is the right number for Handyman.
Yeah.
Handyman. I should just dial random numbers in this town. Shit.
Apparently it's Dwight's birthday today.
Yay, Dwight. Happy birthday.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You got a job help wanted for Handyman?
You have to call him tomorrow.
What the fuck are you doing then?
Me, sir?
Yeah, what are you fucking doing then? What do you do there?
That is none of your business. Don't you call back here again either.
You shut up. I'm going to be working there soon. You don't understand.
That's too funny.
You shut up. Don't you go back here no more. Don't you come down here. You don't work here. I just love the incredulism of saying shit like that to people when you're looking for a job. Like, really? Okay.
It's Bruce, can I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing? I see you got a job help wanted for Handyman.
Are you the one that just called?
No, this is a completely different person.
It is.
This is the first time I call.
Okay.
All right. So, I got 5 years experience. I used to be the main handyman and maintenance guy apartment complex I used to run called Horse Machine Ranch. Right now I'm looking for work because they got bought out by a different company and they didn't keep me there. They have their own staff come in, you know?
Yeah, well, I've already got somebody hired, and
God damn it.
I need somebody, I'll give you a call.
God
okay?
damn it, and that's that fucking bitch over there said that shit to you, right? Huh?
Do what?
That fucking bitch over there said that shit to you that I just called and said that shit. Didn't she? That's why you're saying that. You lying because she said that.
I'm saying that
because
I got somebody hired.
You lying because she said some shit about me. Damn.
Because I got somebody hired. Damn it.
Damn it. Where did he show up? I thought he was out.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You always got to say, put him on.
Hello.
Hey, man, come on, man. I'll suck your dick really good if you let me get an interview at least.
No, I'm not interested.
Come on, man. I don't bite. I don't use my teeth for nothing. I've regressed. You guys have made me regress. Ken, it's your turn if you want. You can pass if you'd like. Part-time help. Part-time help for show kennel. Must have transportation and be available weekdays
fucking
and weekends. What a piece of shit ringtone.
Oh.
I hate any highlighter color that's not yellow. Green and pink and shit, the pink just pisses me off because looking at it just makes me angry, that color. And highlighter green is retarded. You can't really ever see through it. It's always too dark. Same thing goes for blue. Blue isn't that bad. Blue's okay. Yellow is the way to go every time. And orange, if you want to make a differentiation between two different ones. But green is the worst. Pink.
Fucking green.
No, I'd say pink is the worst for me because it just pisses me off looking at that color. I just get fucking angry. I do. Look at the pink highlighter. It just doesn't make you feel at peace. That's why they say, you know, they paint prison walls blue and shit. That's why. If they painted pink like that, you'd be like, woo-hoo-hoo. All right, do you want a kennel job? Yeah, sure you
do. Yeah, sure I do.
Yeah, I think this is the right number. I think I read it right. Engage.
How you doing? You got an ad up for a kennel job. Yeah, there's an ad up here for some help in a kennel.
Dad?
Dad, what the fuck are you doing answering the phone, boy?
Who is it?
Hello?
Yeah, you got an ad up here for a kennel job.
Got what?
Some help in a kennel with some dogs.
Not me.
Yeah, this is this phone number, motherfucker. You wasting my time?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Listen, you want to fight?
Who are you?
You come on down, you bring your son, and I'll watch you get an ass whooping.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, your son will see what kind of pussy you really are, and then I'll be his father.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you. You putting fake ads out for jobs and don't have any? Huh?
Who is this?
This is Dwight, and you putting up fake job listings, and then you don't have jobs, and then you trying to waste my fucking time.
But I don't know who you are. What you talking about?
Yeah, you don't know who I am, motherfucker. I'm the rootin' tootin' motherfucker around these parts.
They keep hanging up and picking back up. Maybe they want this.
Bye, guys.
Yep.
411, how may I help you, sir?
Do what?
411, information, how can I help you? Operator.
Hang on, let me try it. Next time. Okay. I think they did finally. It's time to leave it. Right. I'll let it go. That's funny. That was the wrong. It was the wrong number, actually. Dude, this is great. The missed dials. I love this area code.
The kid's fucking like, I think it's a prank call.
Dad,
what the fuck you answering the phone for, boy?
Daddy, it's a prank caller on the phone. Some of them New York prank calls. From Howard Stern's calling him back, Dwight. Them.
Who is it?
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, boy?
I'm getting ready. I'm calling Sheriff as soon as you get off the
hey,
line.
You shut up, motherfucker. I'm someone
you
else.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm someone
you're
else.
What you want?
I gotta tell you, I'm out of toilet paper.
You're on what?
I'm out of toilet paper.
What do you want me to do about it?
Bring me some. Can you bring me some toilet paper?
Hell, I wouldn't bring you nothing.
Come on, then lick my asshole.
You lick my ass, mother.
I will if you do. Hang on. Hang on. Let's see. Come on. Pick up.
Yep. I don't know.
Phone company.
I'll get it here in a minute and we'll find out. When he hangs up, I'll get his number.
Oh, I need a dial tone. Sorry.
Really? Is that how that fucking works? Yeah, you got that job? Hello? Hello?
Hang on, Dwight. He's not picking back up. The circuit dropped that time. He's getting ready to call.
He hangs up. I can get his number.
He's getting ready to call 911. I mean, star 67, I think. But I got to save the sound effect. I should have had it a long time ago.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I got to take a shit. I got to take a big shit. We're going to, Dwight, we're going to take a shit, right? Dwight, you can talk now. Dwight.
I'm going to take a big shit. Big shit, fucking
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, we're taking a shit over here. I'm hoping they pick up. Hello? Oh, now I got them recording on tape now. Damn it. But yes, I am going to save that sound effect. It's very important to have. Here it is again. It's one of Brad Carter's favorite sounds. It's probably his favorite. He probably jerks off to that sound. He's like, oh, yeah. I listened to it in 7.1 surround sound. Whose turn was that? I don't know. I'm calling the right number now. And again, this is for show kennel help, so I guess like show dogs and shit. I don't think horses go in kennels. I think it's just for dogs. As far as I know. Dwight, you could tell I'm used to show bears. I think Dwight is dead. This is Howard Stern.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
God damn it! 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 Alright, no answer there. Let me try to call back the previous people. Dwight, where are you? Dwight, you're killing me.
Man, it's out of heart.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, how you doing?
Not good. Not good at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have that? I need to see if you can look up a part, please.
Okay.
All right.
What's it for?
It's for a car machine.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Honda car.
Okay. What part?
It's the part for the main machine that make it go.
The motor?
No. That's not a part, silly.
Okay, what part are you looking for?
It's the main part that goes inside the car that makes it go.
The engine?
No, that's a collection of parts and stuff. I mean the main part. The main machine.
Okay.
Yeah. The car won't start, so I need to get that one part, you know, the one that
the starter?
I don't know, whatever makes it go, you know? Whatever makes the car go, because the car doesn't go. Can you...
What year Honda?
99 Honda Accord. It's the four-cylinder VTEC one. I think it's a 3.0. Four-door?
It's a 2.3 if it's four-cylinder.
Shit. All right.
Okay, I'd have to order you a starter for you.
Well, no, it's not the starter. It's the part, the main part.
Which part?
Down where the organs are.
I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Do you know the organs on the car?
I have no idea.
Can you put a man on the phone, maybe, that knows?
Well, if you can tell me what parts you need, I can tell you if I can get it or not.
It's private, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Private parts.
Okay.
Yeah, they go near the sexual organs of the car.
Okay.
You know, the car uses it to put inside the girl car to make it go?
And oh, okay.
To get a new car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a man with a bigger dick on the phone?
Okay. Hold on, just a second. I'll let you talk to somebody else.
Like a big dick black man.
Hi. Yeah. This Mark, can I help you?
Yeah, I need the part for the car.
Pardon?
I need the part for the car.
You need the part for the car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what part?
The main part.
Which is?
The main part that makes it go, the car go.
One of the main parts that makes the car go would be the engine. Is that what you need?
No, not the whole engine, just one part of it.
Do what?
Just the main part of it. I don't need the whole engine. I need the main part, the one part, you know, that goes.
Okay. Well, when you find out what that is, you call me back and let me know, okay? So I can look it up.
It's the it's the one that the car uses on the girl car, the boy car, and the girl car to make a baby car, you know, when it comes time.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
When two cars love each other very much. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what would that be called?
I think it's called the private parts.
Oh, really?
Of the car, yeah. I just,
okay.
This one.
Unfortunately,
here,
I don't have that available. Anything else I'm happy with?
I went to Pep Boys to have them determine the gender of the car, and they looked under it, and they said they couldn't tell for sure. They knew for sure it wasn't a female, they said, but that it was missing the private parts back there, like where the muffler end is.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
So,
should go back to Pet Boys and find out.
No, they said that I have to buy the part, that you guys could do it. It's like a private part that goes down there.
So
yeah.
Pet Boys, which is from where?
This is the Pet Boys in Williston, North Dakota.
Williston, North Dakota. Told you to come or to call here in London, Kentucky.
Well, I drove
my store.
No, I drove down here. I used to work on the oil fields up there, but I got laid off, so I came
down. Oh, that sucks. Okay.
I moved
back.
Whenever
you're serious about getting a part, you call me, all right?
I am.
See
ya. It's ready for a new car. It's time. So I got to get these cars the fucking, you know? Hello? Okay. It's gone. Whatever. Dwight, where are you? Dwight!
I'm here.
God, I was going to start yelling real obnoxiously. Hey, there was a Facebook post that I put on yesterday. I don't know if you read it, Dwight, but I did after I posted it. That's part of the problem with me sometimes is I don't read before I post things. But regardless, the update for the 10-year anniversary show that's on the 16th of this month, it's on a Thursday, I wanted to update that. I originally said I wanted to do 12 hours, but after speaking to my legal counsel, my family, and also other staff members, it was suggested probably I should reduce that down to 8 hours. My doctor specifically said that it wasn't a good idea for me to do 12 hours, and he wouldn't approve it. He wouldn't sign off on it, and if that happens, then workers' compensation will cut my claim, and we can't have that. So,
That's not a good thing.
Mm-mm. I need that check, man.
I'll fill you in when we're off the air, but another dashy tool I was messing with.
Okay. All right. I got it.
I was laughing my balls off.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's going to be an 8-hour show. My plan is to do the show from 4 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, July 16th. I have secured, and this is up to the minute here. I'll let you know the status on people. First of all, Reclude, I have one last lead that I'm working on. There is a person on Facebook that worked or works with him at the recording studio that he used to work at, that he helped found in Columbus. I don't know if he still works there. Last time we talked to him, he was talking about moving to Tampa or to California on different entertainment industry jobs that were available to him. I don't know where he ended up. I did pay some money and trace some numbers down that match his name, but most of them went to one family who the person with the same name, real name, is Reclude, of Recludes. She was real nice to me. She was a sweetheart, older lady, but she said no, you know, because he's younger, he didn't serve in the military, and he didn't work at a recording studio, so. But she was real helpful. She doesn't know him, unfortunately. From the same town and all that, but doesn't know him. So, maybe I'll share this on Facebook. Maybe I'll tag her in a post. But there's a chick that used to work with him at that studio. She's listed as the studio manager now or something like that. Like, one of the people in charge. So she might at least have an idea, like, where he moved to or have a way to contact him. So I might ask the community support and maybe Facebook bombing her to at least give us a response, because I haven't heard back from her. Yeah, that's the first one. Second one is Crazy Fucker. One of our listeners is actively looking for him based on his name and other information that I knew from him. It's not looking good, but that's still might
have
be a possibility.
Have we checked the prison
He may be, and if that's the case, I will get a toll-free number just for him to be able to call from the pen. But unfortunately, no. Maybe
get him on them phone cards.
Yeah, you know who we should try to call? Suge Knight. Suge Knight and him were in the same cell block.
Really?
Yeah, they were in the same cell block when Suge went down right after Pac got shot. You know, he spent a few years for They got him not for Pac's death, but for the fight that he got in and all that stuff the night that Pac died. He said it was actually a pretty cool guy. No one fucked with him. Anyway, all right, so we're still working on those two. I've got confirmations, however, from Zolar. I spoke to Zolar last night. I spoke to Dr. Lego last night. They are both in. I spoke to Prankmaster last night. He said he's in also. Sean Ward confirmed with me. Tuck, Big Mike, Tucker, Tuck Mike, TuckerMike.com will be there. Dino from Syndicate confirmed that he's going to be there. Evil Artie said he'll make an appearance too.
I'll be there.
Yeah, well, all the PCN people are invited, of course, for the last part. It's going to be every 3 hours I'm going to do something. And with the PCN crew of us all together for the last 3 hours. The beginning is going to be more of the guys from back of the day. I got Andy, my good friend Andy, who started the show with me. We both started it together pretty much. He's going to be around. Did I say Jim Stewart already? Yeah. Jonathan the Grinch, DJ Glowworm is going to be there. I'm still waiting on hearing back from KDK. Yes, I did find KDK. I actually communicated with him via phone this morning, and we've been texting. We haven't come to an agreement yet, but we have opened a line of dialogue, of diplomatic dialogue. And I'm hoping that he's excited as I am of the possibility of there being a real, full PCU reunion. It won't be the same. We've got Zolar and Dr. Lego and Ted Webb would more than likely be able to join us. All we would need to complete that is, Reckled would be nice too, but if not, of course, KDK. It's going to be hard to have a PCU reunion without KDK. So if you have KDK on Skype, if you have him on Facebook, whatever it is, reach out to him and tell him, you know, we're not going to troll him. We're not going to make fun of him. I'm not going to make fun of him. I won't stand for anyone doing that for him. Whatever's happened has happened. It's in the past. I just want to see this reunion happen. It'll be awesome. It would be so cool for us just to shoot the shit. You can imagine if me, Zolar, and Lego and KDK were just shooting the shit about how we started and all those stupid drama wars we used to have. We're over it now, but it'll be so fucking fun. It'll give KDK a chance maybe to come back into the prank call game. Maybe he could even come on PCN. I wouldn't be opposed to that. Just, you know, he's KDK, and I have to thank him. I mean, for me having done this show for 10 years, and he himself says all the time, a lot of that is thanks to him, and Milkman and I say it all the time on the air. It's been a while since we have, but we probably would not have had a show had KDK not come out once and said, he wanted to make a network, more of a network for PCU, and wanted new hosts. If it wasn't for that, I never probably would have gotten into it. Zolar probably never would have gotten to it, and PCN never might have existed, you know? Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, if you have KDK in your contacts, Facebook, Twitter, whatever he's got with you, let him know you want to hear him on that show on July 16th. And it's not to mess with him or anything. I'm still waiting on hearing back from Hollywood Vanya. I sent him an email. Haven't heard back, and also Big Will, who used to help me co-host a show around 2007, 2006, for that period of time. All right, and that's it. I extended an offer to the dead. He said, "Fuck off." I don't know what that means, but he's more than welcome. That'd be great to have him on during the whole PCU thing, and Ted Webb. I haven't formally asked them, but I know without a shadow of a doubt. That'd be awesome to have Ted Webb and KDK together. Those are the two that started PCU, which eventually, you know, led to all this whole prank call community. This prank call community really started back then, in its first formative years, before I even started. We're talking 2004. But oh well, okay. Have I talked enough about it? So everyone harass KDK. And there we go. Let's go.
Yeah, harass KDK so we can get him on the non-harassing show.
Yes. And Prankmaster, man, that's going to be awesome. Hearing Zolar and Prankmaster talk about the recent drama and beef, getting them to work together for the first time in about a year, that's going to be great. We could talk about when KDK fucked Siobhan. I was talking about this a few weeks ago, but it'd be great to hear from Zolar. And Prankmaster was there the night before with them hanging out. That'll be great. It'll be awesome. Be awesome to see what Sean Ward is up to. He's got a whole fucking web blog and video and YouTube show going on. that'd be awesome to, you know, give him a chance to share that with the community. I'm real excited. I'm real excited about this. It's getting ready to, it's starting to shape up. We're coming close. So yeah, all the invites went out this week and we got some good responses. Still looking for those two guys, Recluding Crazy Fucker. If I can get them, I will definitely at least make a few minutes long audio tribute that we can play. All right. Sorry, Dwight. Let's go. Let's get some pranks out of here before we got to shut down here. I got about 45 minutes, maybe plus, of time left here. I can call some swap shop numbers. We can keep looking for work. Those calls may or may not answer at this time. Unless we misdial them, I guess. I don't know. You got any ideas, Dwight? You don't care? You're like, you're down for whatever. I'm going to hold off on the job calls. I'm really sorry, guys. I know a lot of people were excited about that, but...
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot I was muted. Yeah. Whatever comes our way.
Yeah, the problem being it got late. If anyone has access... Last time I did a show like this, I think some people were getting access to job wanted numbers out west that were open, and it's still 148, for example, in California and such. So if anyone has a source for job numbers out in that area, Elky... I think Elky was the one that did that, actually. Let me look. I bet you it was Elky. Yeah, it was Elky. Yep, there we go. Elky hooked us up last time. He was getting numbers for dietary aids and rain gutter installers. And Elky's going to look now. So cool. Let's do something else in the meantime. We got a 1969 Chevy truck with grill dents and dings. $35 camper. This guy has a lot of shit. He's got a lot of car stuff. I don't know. Garage sale, rain or shine, today and tomorrow. Items must go. New, unused, and some used furniture. New boys' bicycles. Girls' clothes, newborn to adult. Boys and girls' toys. Reclining sofa. Lots of knickknacks. ETC, too many items to mention. And open 8 o'clock till question mark. All right, let's do it. Do you want a garage sale, Dwight? Or
sure.
All right, you heard what they got for sale.
Man, clothes.
Yeah, toys, bikes. Smell them bike seats. Yeah. Now do what you want, Dwight.
Ihr Anruf konnte nicht zugestellt werden.
Shut up. Speak American. There we go. Got to remember to dial that one.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you doing? You got the garage sale thing going on?
Yes.
Yeah. I was interested in the bikes. You got the bikes?
I've got I got a boys. It looks like a motocross bicycle.
Yeah. Does it does it make sounds like it? Does it vroom vroom and then it has like the little tassels that come out of the handlebars?
No, it's got basically, this looks like a regular motocross bike. There's natural surface on it. What is this? 17-inch bike, do you know?
17-inch? What weight capacity could be on this thing?
I'm sorry?
How much weight can we put on it?
Now, I don't know. She bought it brand new, and kids rode it about 2 days, and that's it.
All right. How much you want for it?
$30.
$30. All right. I'll give you $30. I'm gonna come down there, and you still got the garage sale going right now?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna get that bike, and we'll give you the $30. And then what I want you to do is I want you to bend over so I can put it right up your fucking ass.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I want you to just. I'll give you $30. You bend over, and I'm putting a bike up your ass.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just come right on in.
I'll come right on down, and I'll show your wife what a real man is, and then, you know, after bikes up your ass, I'm going to go fuck her and put my dick in her ass. Get a better phone. What are you, on a cordless? Who the fuck does that these days?
So 90s. All right.
He was obviously on a fucking cordless phone way too far from the base.
Yeah, he just started walking away. Like, fuck, I ain't going to hang up. I'm going to walk away until the signal drops. Oh, shit.
He was about to get wound up. He's like, oh, come on down.
Come on down, motherfucker.
Right, actually, I just think he wanted that $30. He's like, all right, come on down. We'll put the bike up my ass.
He left the phone off the hook. He did. Seriously.
He's probably still talking shit to it. Doesn't realize that it cut out.
Oh, you just going to make noises now, huh?
Stupid. Oh, you think I don't know that he's fake? You're doing it?
Looks like I've been invited to a shared work doc here. Awesome. Elkie's asking me. Okay, Elkie's getting the numbers here. They're starting to come in. We'll do one more off of the swap shop, and by then we'll see if we got anything else.
All right.
I have... Okay, no phone number for that yard sale. Never mind, I don't have it. Someone has... Here's a different yard sale. Three-family yard sale. On the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Bro, that's like two... that's a week away. That's too early to be advertising that. Let me complain about that. That's my complaint. It's like, fuck, I'm
so
trying to...
So you're taking a fucking space in the swap shop.
I'm trying to advertise mine. While your party is Matt's favorite song.
Tell him they...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you have a item on the radio swap shop. You put down you're having a three-family yard sale?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not until next weekend, not this weekend, right?
Right, it's next weekend.
But look, I'm trying to advertise my garage sale. That's not fair. My garage sale's this weekend. You're filling it up with the garage sale. I don't even come up till next week. You can't do that. You're messing me up. Yeah, she knows.
You should tell them you got a garage sale on the same day, and they can't fucking put it on the same day as yours.
Can't just be claiming their garage sale.
They're gonna be selling shit the same day I am.
She ain't gonna pick up that time. Damn it, man.
Garage sale shut down.
Yep. Successfully shut down. You hear that sexual organ prank call that I found at random today? I forgot that I was playing organ music there, and that's just bum 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 bum.
It's like, how big are the goat's sexual organs? You start losing your shit. It's like, ah.
Oh, man.
I just like asking that.
Yeah, I got problems. All right, here's a job for an auto glass technician in Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona. Mesa, Arizona. You want it, Dwight?
Sure.
Glass tech, auto glass tech. I'll copy paste you these ads, sir.
Hello, this is Stephanie.
How you doing? You got a position open for some auto glass technician in...
Absolutely. You're an experienced technician?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 10 years now.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Do you have a time that you could come by, fill out an application? We can talk a little bit about your experience, what you're looking for.
Well, I can show you the experience. I don't do applications. I just come down and I just start working.
Mm-hmm. We're a national company, and I'm going to require a application. And frankly, there's like, I don't know, 10, 15 pieces of paper you have to fill out.
I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but I don't do that. I'm not normal. You know, I have glass, and I have hands, and I have hammers, and that, you know, it makes me a really fucking important person. I have a GED, and, we'll get this done. So what time should I start work tomorrow?
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Ma'am, what's going on here? What time? You didn't give me a time.
I'm really looking for team players, people to join the company and be here for a long time. I'm sorry?
I'll be there at 8 o'clock. What's my pay rate?
So, again, thank you so much for calling, but I think I'm going to have to...
No problem. But what time do I start work tomorrow? I don't want to be late.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
Okay, well, about 8 o'clock? Is that when the doors open?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you what? I don't understand. You're doing woman talk. Is there a man I can speak to? Because you're not the owner.
You're a funny man. Good luck finding a job, buddy.
I'll be down there tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I only need professional people that can do the job.
I'm a fucking professional. I used to go down and I would break people's windshields on purpose just to drum up business. You don't know what kind of man you're missing.
Oh. It sounds like fraud to me.
No, it's not fraud. I send these workers. I pay the blacks, the little ethnic kids that go out and they go and go, oh, baseball, hit windshield, boom. I fix it.
No, not interested.
I pay them $5. I'm telling you, it's good lucrative business.
There she goes. We got Big Jayad. What's up, man? How's vacation? You're on vacation or out?
It just started.
Nice. Lucky
yes.
You.
So I seen you guys were on and I was like, you know, I'm bored at home.
Call.
We picked up your show last week too.
Yeah, I picked up. It was a good Friday night show.
It was. Yeah.
Well, I sent you messages. I was listening to one yesterday. What was it? It was fucking hilarious, though. It was that shit where you. It was where you had that old lady tripping out about the fucking. The TJ Maxx lady.
Yes, the Best Buy TJ Maxx shit. Yeah,
dude, you had her. You talked to her, then you put Llama on, then you talked to her again.
Yeah.
And then it's a different person. Yeah. And then you're like, no, I'll take care of it. You motherfuckers, you put that shit back in the fucking boxes, or I'll fucking. And she hung up. Oh my
God. Well, he called back later, like after closing, and he's like, so you gonna come get this stuff or what? she's like, okay, just leave the three boxes and lock up. Well, there's only one box.
Yeah, there's
left
only
now.
One box left. Yeah,
we'll get the one box. Started well, off I was telling planning on taking it home. If you didn't, like,
you started off telling me there were seven. Now there's only one.
And you referred to it as a swap.
Yeah.
It's a swap. No, we take their stuff and they take our stuff. It's like a swap.
Yeah. It evens out eventually in the ether.
Started downgrading her. You know, it's not the same as, you know, stereos coming in or something. You're talking about fucking t-shirts.
Yeah. And what was funny, too, is the way you started that call is just like you're starting a different one where you said, yeah, the shirts are in the bags. And, and then they were a little bit confused. And so then you just switched over on them.
Yeah.
Because
seven boxes. Yeah, that's a ticket.
Oh, dude, man. I was rolling.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get them like, well, they don't really. That's like, can you guys please? They're not listening. You know, like I'm intimidated by the dudes that work, the black dudes that work there. Yeah. Here's a paid.
They push me around.
This is for a paid activist job to protect clean water. If you want it, Jayad, you can. If not, I'll take it. If you want, if you don't. Feel pranky, it's okay.
I guess, yeah.
All right, it's in Phoenix.
Hello, campaign, this is Colin.
Yeah, you had the paid activist jobs?
Yes, do.
Excellent.
Can I ask who's calling?
Tell me about how it works.
All right, sure. Well, my name's Colin. I'm a director with the Fund for the Public Interest, and we're working in Phoenix with Environment Arizona.
Okay.
Essentially, the issue we're canvassing on is, you know, issues with the Clean Water Act.
Okay.
We've seen
major
polluters carve loopholes in these laws, and it's, you know, left 120,000 miles of our streams unprotected from pollution.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me, because see, here's the thing: is I am a professional paid activist. So I go around and I do things. And so I'm currently also being paid as an activist for basically the supporters of the Confederate flag. So right now I have a Confederate flag shirt and tattoo on my head. And so I'm going to kind of be mixing the two together. So is that going to be a problem?
I mean, it really just depends on the doors you go to. You know, it's a door-to-door kind of gig, so the people you're going to be talking to, you just have to be, you know, very open.
I'll stick to the trailer parks. That's all right, because I'm gonna stick to the trailer parks, and, you know, like I said, right now I have a Confederate flag tattoo on my forehead. I'll get it covered up. If you guys pay good enough, I'll get it covered up with some kind of, you know, pro-clean water, you know, tattoo if need be. But right now, you know... I kind of got a, you know, I got my hands in several cookie jars just so I can pay the bills, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, we're certainly looking for, you know, people who are interested in making sure that we can protect our clean water in Arizona. Yeah, if I can just have, you know, your name, contact information, we can get back to you about a job.
Yeah, my name is Ryan Token.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
And if I could just have an email and a good number to reach at.
Okay. Well, right now I don't quite have a phone because, you know, the economy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm going to go – I'll go ahead. I'll give you my email.
Okay.
It's Confederate Flag Lovers.
Okay.
And queerkickers@gmail.com.
Okay. Awesome. And, well, Ryan, if we, you know, have ourselves a position open, we will certainly shoot you an email. Sound good?
Yeah, and then if you really need to get a hold of me, though, a real good way is smoke signals.
Okay.
So just, you know, like build a fire. And then just take a blanket, wave the smoke up in the sky using SOS smoke signals.
Yeah, you'll have your eye on the sky, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's how the racist in Texas got a hold of me. So it works.
Gotcha. All right, Ryan. Well, thank you very much for your call, and you have a good rest of your day.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm an activist.
Closer.
You always see
those. He was still there.
I know he was. I heard it.
You always see those things out there for the water activist things. They're all over the place.
You know what's crazy is I tried to put an ad out once trying to pay people to be an activist, and a bunch of people bitched at me, and my ads got ripped down. They said, it shouldn't be like this, but apparently it's okay with water.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Water, man, fucking water.
I should have brought up that Trump paid me to be in his audience.
Yeah.
Like I make my career out being fake.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of bummed. You know, I went on hiatus and the fucking news has gone wild. I was thinking of so many cool ads I could place about Confederate flags and gay, you know, gays getting married and all that shit. So,
yeah, man, yeah.
The 7-Eleven pranks busted loose.
Yeah, I heard you. I didn't hear it, but I heard that you got somebody to fucking put Mentos in a pop, which
I got like five of them. Just
how the hell
like
do they fall for that? How do they fall for that? Because it's not like it's unknown. It's not like you're doing... No, I just mean they know what's going to happen, right?
No. They don't.
Really? Because, I mean that was such a popular thing. I thought just everybody kind of knew it would happen. I mean, it'd be one thing.
There was one guy.
One of them, yeah.
He's like, wait a minute. You want me to put Mentos in a Diet Coke? You know what happens when you do that, right? And I said, no. That's only with regular Coke that happens. He goes, oh, okay.
Yeah,
so he fucking puts it in and it starts bubbling over. He's like, oh, my God. And I said, what? What happened? He goes, just what I thought would happen. I said, yeah, you probably shouldn't have did that, huh? Should have listened to yourself. And he's like, really?
Yeah,
he was fucking pissed.
Yeah, gee, I just listen to Dwight's like last two shows, maybe last.
I got them
shows.
Up on YouTube.
Yeah, oh, they're up on YouTube. There you go. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've been so busy at work, I've been barely able to listen to shows. I listened
Tuesdays ago. I got like five of them just in one show.
That is incredible. Yeah. Oh, another ad that I thought of I could place was hiring for a new Dukes of Hazzard movie, and then talk about. You know, that we're going to turn the American, the Confederate flag is now going to be the gay rights flag.
And what are you going to call it? Instead of General Lee, what would you call it? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Who's a gay activist or something you could make it. Yeah. The Caitlyn Jenner. The
General Leslie.
the Caitlyn Jenner or something. I don't know.
The General Jerome.
The Queen something. I don't know.
Yeah,
something.
And this new one, like one of the brothers, one of the cousins has to be black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Cooter, we actually got it because of the new laws, we have to make Cooter black.
But his name is Pussy now.
So we're just gonna change it
because that's okay. You can be vulgar, just no fucking flag. Yeah. All right, I got a job here. I really want to call back for that activist job. I had an idea. Let me change my
go for it.
I'm gonna change my caller ID.
Yeah, the guy seems like he'll play along for a minute.
Yeah. Well, what I noticed is on their website they're talking about, you know, such and such congresswoman is against them. I'm gonna call. I don't know if. Have either of you ever watched House of Cards? It's like
I know it's a political show.
Yeah, it's like a political show where they're always like, you know, oh, I got this info on this congresswoman. You know, I'll give it to your pack if you're interested. Shit, I didn't change the crawler ID. Fuck.
Oops. That might give it away, but
yeah.
Maybe he's bored. He got a kick out of that anyways.
Yeah, but what I'm going to say is really wacky about this chick that I don't even love.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to tell you that he won't hire you, because he wouldn't tell me, and I have a tattoo of a Confederate flag.
Just, whatever, man. If you got money or if you want to fucking work. Sometimes they pay by signature and shit like that, which actually... Yes, hi. Is this regarding the water campaign, Environment Arizona?
Okay, the manager is not here right now.
Well, do you know who Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick is?
No.
Can you ask someone there if they know who... that tell them I have information about Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick that you guys are really going to want. This is important.
Well, I'm the only one here right now.
You need to tell somebody right now. I have evidence that's gonna kill their case to block the Clean Power Plan. You need to get this information. You need to take care of this now.
Yeah, but who you want me to tell to? If there's nobody else here.
Everyone fucking left? Can you give me the phone number of the manager, the guy that was just answering?
This is the manager's number. I'm going to let her know how you're talking to me right now.
No, listen.
We have your number on the call.
Please,
ID,
please.
And I'm going to let him know what attitude you have, because that's not a good attitude to call somebody.
I'm rich. I'm rich, and I talk like that. I'm sorry. Listen.
Okay, just, you need to call, but when the owner is here, I'm going to let her know that you call.
Yeah, but also let her know that I have... Oh. I'll call someone else. Bullshit, the manager isn't there.
How come instant message isn't available? What the fuck?
Instant message where?
On Skype. I've never had it happen. All of a sudden, I seen on my phone they were coming through, and then all of a sudden on my computer, I can't type anything to you guys.
Are you logged in somewhere else?
Maybe. Oh, now I can. I just had... Okay. Okay, good. Good. Never mind.
Careful with that logging in multiple places at once, because it'll get you banned sometimes. Experienced counter clerk and pressers. Pressers. Where did wedge stuff come from?
I don't know what a counter clerk... I know what a counter... pressers?
A presser? What's... I don't know. Presser? Presser?
Like a press operator?
Like, I don't know if it means like press... Cora cleaners. Isn't a cleaner? Oh, pressing clothes, it looks like. Dry cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm a presser. The ceiling is leaking. What the fuck was that? Alright, that ain't going down. Entry-level drivers, no experience necessary. In Phoenix. There it goes.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded. Thank you for calling Werner. If you are an experienced driver with your commercial driver's license, please press 1 to be connected to our recruiter. If you...
No. All right, I got a CDL chauffeur position instead. Yeah, hi. You have you're looking for entry level drivers?
Do you have your Class A CDL?
Well, it says no experience necessary. Yeah.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. I was just asking. Do you have your Class A CDL?
But it says no experience necessary.
Okay. Can you please answer me, because it depends on where I need to send you, whether you have your Class A or not.
Entry level drivers, no experience necessary.
Just Phoenix. A moment.
Okay.
Great.
It's another Mexican calling.
Werner Recruiting, this is Tiffany.
Hi, this is your opportunity to join one of the country's biggest and most respected transportation and logistics company. Right?
Well, how can I help you?
Yeah, it says here that Werner Enterprises has been in business for over 55 years. And has a solid
156.
Oh wow! And has a solid position in the industry. start your new career as a professional truck driver with Werner and enjoy the great pay and benefits of working with an established company. Right?
Well, yeah. So how can I help you?
I have a CDL.
And okay.
I have experience.
Do you have experience driving or?
Yeah, I drive. you put the, you get inside, sit down, check your mirrors, check your dead spots, and then you crank the engine on, you check your lights and your gauges, you check your fuel, you get out, you do a walk around, you look at all the tires, you kick them, you make sure they're inflated okay.
Well, no, I understand that. But you're talking to student recruiting, so are you a recent graduate? Do you have experience?
Yeah, because, see, I went to the school, and then I worked, and then what? After all that,
okay,
then
you
open the door, you sit down in the cab, and you put it in gear, and you go, you drive like...
No, I understand that. I need to know who you worked for.
You stop, you slow down, stop, look both ways, looking, and there's...
Okay, no more. I need you to stop for a minute, and I need you to answer my question.
Okay. What's up?
Who did you work for, and for how long?
I worked for Mears Transportation for 2 years in Florida.
Okay, driving what?
Driving like those big... The big white trucks,
How long were they, or how big were the trucks?
They're like 10 tons.
Were they 53 foot or no? Were they tractor-trailer?
Yeah, tractor-trailer, yeah. And then...
Okay,
and then I worked
when was this?
This is 2002 to 2004.
Okay, in the last 5 years, how much experience have you had driving tractor-trailer?
I drove for International Tractor-Trailer Business Machines for the last 5 years. I drove tractor-trailer.
Okay, and that was driving tractor-trailer?
Yes, tractor-trailer cross-country, and I would go to the pilot station and take a shower, and have a
meal. Have you applied with authority? I'm only hire students, so you're talking to the wrong department. So have you put in an application with authority?
No, I would use the glory hole, too, and the showers. Sometimes I would have glory holes.
Okay, gotta listen to me. You're in the wrong department.
Yeah, but
you put it in an application.
You put your member inside the glory hole and go, and suck it from the other side.
Okay, I need you to come to the conversation with me.
Okay.
I need you to get to another department. I cannot help you.
Okay,
can
honey.
Can you put in an application in with Sorry?
Okay, honey, baby. No, I haven't yet, honey.
All right, hang on.
All right, honey.
Amazing.
She's still down. She's like, okay, we got crazy people working here. It's not new.
That's just something else.
Just dry reading the fucking ad. Like, okay, I know the ad. I've had places tell me, yes, I know the ad. I wrote it myself. But I've done that. I love that.
Hey, what day are you guys available next week during the day? Like Thursday.
Thursday? All day. I don't work.
You too, Dwight?
What's up?
Are you available during the day next Thursday?
Possibly.
Because do you remember me bringing up a few months ago the whole set in meetings with businesses through Outlook?
Oh, yeah.
I want to try. I have the week off next week, and I'll be home around then, so...
Sweet.
I was thinking about trying that.
Are we off the air? Is that what happened?
No.
No.
Oh.
We're on hold. I'm going to let it go. It's been too long.
I sent you a nice little video to watch at your leisure there, Mr. Beef.
Okay. I was wondering. Is it a prank call?
It's a webcam prank that I did.
Oh, okay.
To a dentist office.
Could you see the patient or just the...
No, I could see the chair.
Okay.
And one of the rooms was open. It was an empty chair in there.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Why would they do that? That's so...
Oh, no. It wasn't in the room. It was in their little office area.
Even a dentist chair. I was like, damn.
But I could see the dentist chair. One of the doors was open and I could see into another room.
Oh, man.
And it was an empty dentist chair. But I was sitting there talking shit to all the dentists. Or not the dentist, but the dental hygienist. Uh-huh. And I was talking shit through the camera at him.
CDL.
They're trying to figure out where the fuck it was coming from.
It doesn't sound HIPAA compliant. This is a CDL chauffeur position. Who wants it? Out of you two. Go.
One moment, please. Calls are recorded for quality and training.
It's your turn, Dwight.
What is this now?
In the cinemas, and how can I help you?
How you doing? I'm looking for the job.
For the chauffeur position?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get a little info for you, and then you can come down if you want. What's your first name?
My name's Dwight.
All right, and you have all the qualifications on there. You got CDL, passenger endorsement, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I got a CDL. I'm white, you know, Caucasian, and I haven't had a DUI in about 15 years, so I'm good to go.
Okay, so, yeah, we go back, as far as our driving record, we go back 3 years, so 38 month, I think it is.
Okay.
All right, well, that being the case, when do you think you can come down and we can get you to fill out an application and go over, probably got an interview going?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I don't do the application and interviews and stuff. I got a CDL, and that's all you need to know. I have a CDL, and I got a give-em-hell attitude, and I'm a very important fucking man. And when do I sign up and come on down and get my money?
Well, if you don't fill out an application, then that ain't going to happen.
I don't do that. It's because the government. They're always watching this stuff. I don't want my name in any more papers than necessary. So you assign me a truck, or I bring my own truck?
We have all our vehicles. We own the vehicles.
All right. I'll come down, 8 o'clock, and I get the keys from who?
No, you have to go through, we have to do a background check, drug test, interview, and then...
Okay, you were hitting on some points there. Okay, background check, what's a disqualifier? Are you trying not, you know, felonies, or what's the deal?
Well, we send it out, and it's an off-location place that does it for us. They go back 10 years, they do FBI background checks.
Okay.
Basically, if you be disqualified... it's pretty much all the stuff that the TSA would disqualify for. The same thing that our
Okay. Background check what's your policy on hiring sex offenders?
We would not hire a sex offender whatsoever.
Well, it wasn't with the person. Dogs. I used to have a kennel, and drinking is a whole long story.
Drink a little too much, huh?
Drinking a little too much, wife left, I fucked a couple dogs, they closed my kennel.
Oh, shit.
I know. So that shouldn't disqualify me, though, because it's not a regular, sexual offense.
Yeah, we wouldn't look into what exactly the offense was. But if
yeah.
Offense,
well, they didn't say it was actually animal cruelty, because I think actually a couple of dogs enjoyed it. They didn't run or anything.
Right. That's funny.
And then this is not funny. It was a real rough time. I used to be on the cocaine and drinking, and it was quite heavily, and I was doing an 8-ball a night, and I was staying up for 6 days. And that's how I get across the country now. That's how, instead of that no-dose stuff, because it's not good for you. So what I do is I do like an 8-ball of coke, and I just fucking drive for days on end.
All right. I guess that'll work, huh? Whatever it takes.
Yeah, yeah. I disguise it all the time, though. I'm like, oh, no, bacon cake, and then right up the nose.
Baking soda, yep. Yeah.
I mean, look, can I ask you a question? You ever done a line of coke off another man's dick?
No, never have.
Oh, you're missing it. You ever have a gummy? You know, do a little gummers. They put it on the man's dick with cocaine, and then you put it in your mouth, and back and forth in your mouth. It gets you fucking crazy.
Finally. That was finally enough. Finally. I was going to say, that guy must have been bored, because there's no way he was going to hire you.
No, I think a lot of times you just want to see how far people go with the shit, man. That's
good. Did you see the what I posted in there? Have you guys ever done that one? When they would start asking about background checks?
Oh, tell me your background only goes back 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, tell him you're in.
That, yeah, you're in witness relocation. Then he can tell the story about what got you there.
Like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be telling you that.
So, well, my I was involved. I was involved with a bestiality mm-hmm. ring, a mafia ran bestiality ring.
Dog fighting. And I turned states.
The Gambino family used to run a bestiality farm.
All right, I got the next one I got here is black African American smokers for a research study.
That is so. That's such a weird ad.
I know. That's so us. We're so.
Who posted that? Me. Hold on. Let me look at my ads. Make sure that one's not mine.
It's not in service. Oh, it's
not in
service. They ran out.
I'll be back in like 2 seconds here.
Okay.
I was excited about that. All right. Earn cash now. That's all I got. Brittany says to earn cash now. Jihad, you still up for a prank before we go?
Yeah.
I'm almost out of time.
Okay. There we go. You'll be my partner. We do this. We'll tell him. We earn cash together.
Hi, you've reached Brittany with Murray. If you've reached my voicemail, I apologize. I'm away from my desk.
Bitch. I'm nothing if not persistent.
Yeah.
Got a cashier position available, or I also got a French.
Hi, you've reached Brittany with Murray Hill. If you
also have a French bistro, needs a busboy, massage therapist.
It doesn't matter. Any of them will work.
Security guard at a golf course in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I think this it says $50. Is that all they pay you? I don't get it.
you're forever a security guard for $50.
Forever indentured to them.
Yeah. Room and board and $50.
Yes, master. Here's a link to the ad. Yeah. Oh, it's a class. Security guard course. Oh, perfect. They let you shoot the gun and all that. I always like to ask if they let me learn to twirl the gun and shit.
I'm going to tell them I'm bringing my own guns.
Go GTA on
it. And then they tell me no.
Hello? Please leave your message for 31027.
I was thinking if they told me no, I was going to start bitching. Because it always cracks me up whenever you do something, they say, yeah, I don't know if we're in. No, I know my rights. I'll and I'll tell them it's Constitution. God damn it.
All right, here's the cashier then. Let's get old Jayad one more before he goes out of town. I'm doing that hotel sex, yeah.
Thank you for calling Cast 8 Truck Stop. This is Jennifer. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. You have a cashier position available?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm calling for my son. My son, he's 28. He's interested in the job.
Okay, he can come in until 4 o'clock today or tomorrow after 9 o'clock, fill out an application, and we'll interview him.
And I'm going to come in with him. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. All right. Dad, I don't know if I trust this lady.
Huh?
You don't trust her?
No, I think she's the one that's been calling me.
Oh, she's the one. Are you the one that's been calling him, talking dirty at night?
No.
You sure? This has been a mystery lady that's been calling him because he wakes up and he has a lot of semen on him. And he swears that it's someone who's calling him at night. And
lady, you sound just like the person who's been calling me. Can you say cock thumper? And then I can know if it's you or not.
No, I'm not. This is getting really ridiculous.
Well, you're not the girl that's been calling saying sex stories to my son, my 28-year-old son, when he's at night, when he's on Ambien. We knock him out with Ambien every night, because if not, he just keeps talking and talking about Star Wars, stuff like that.
No, I'm not.
I, I think that, yeah, I heard it in the voice again. Could you just say anal stretching? Just to verify if it's you or not.
She's gone.
Okay.
It's getting awkward. Well,
it's getting awkward. It's awkward from the start. I'm calling for my son.
Yeah. She's like, oh, okay, sure. Like, can I come with him? Sure, yeah, you can come.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, why not? That's not going to definitely make you a weirdo. No, yeah, I like that, it's stealing from Step Brothers, but the idea of interviewing as a team.
We're twins. Oh, something stupid like that. Okay, hey, automotive detailers and buffles needed.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Michael Drevin wants me to shut up. he sent me a private message and says, I hear you with Carlito and the house bitch. Now shut up.
Leave your name and number. We'll get back with you shortly.
I assume Dwight's the house bitch?
No answer there, Dwight.
Thank you for calling ERG. You're unable to come to the phone.
Yeah, unable my ass. I'll unable them. Owner operators with authority? I think that's for drivers, right?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Authority, maybe a company name?
With authority, that, or maybe that you can just, do your own, you're independent,
Okay. Okay.
Might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dry van, refrigerated, power, or flatbed.
Okay. Wow. We should be a driving trio.
I'm the pace car that goes ahead in this little rice burner.
Dispatch.
Yeah, you doing? You got an ad up here. You looking for people to join authority?
The person you would need to talk to is already gone for the day.
Bitch.
You got a cell phone for him?
No. We don't give out cell phone
numbers. Okay. Well, then what the fuck do I need to do? Because I'm supposed to start work tomorrow.
I got the CB. What's his handle?
Hello. I'm coming down there 8 o'clock tomorrow. Application, no interview, none of that. I'm coming down. I'm gonna get some keys. I'm taking a fucking truck and going on a run.
He's gone.
Okay, here. Let me take it.
All
right. Hold on. Same guy, right?
Yeah. Brick one.
Yep.
Dispatch.
Yeah, I'm heading up East 9 on 42. Over.
I mean, who are you calling?
I'm heading. I got a whole truck load of chickens. I'm heading over to the East Bay there, and I'm totally stuck behind an accident here. I'm going to be a little late. Over.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to somebody else?
No, sir. I am definitely talking to you. I got. There's a couple of swines heading up the west side, and I got a truck full of chickens that are cooking in the sun, and we're going to have pretty unhappy customers. Over.
Yeah, I've got nothing to do with that. That's not one of our loads.
Definitely is.
Okay.
I got it. You know what? I'm just going to start pushing through the traffic here. Yep. I got a couple of Smokies on my tail, but I think I can outrun them. Over.
Good luck.
Ben-4, over and out.
That sounded just like a truck, right?
I don't know, trucker talk.
just like a semi.
I realized I had a good concept in my head, and I go, I don't know what truckers say.
Yeah.
Besides 10-4 and over and out.
Yeah, I don't know. Good buddy, they say that a lot.
Good buddy. Yeah. I think it's a good concept to call a trucker place and...
Oh, no, good buddy means you're gay. If you say good buddy, it means you're telling them that they're gay, I think. Yeah.
I shouldn't have brought up lizard lots. I got the Smokey on my tail. I got caught with 3 lizard lots in my truck. I'm going to need to unload these chickens before they take me in.
What time it is? 5:33. Maybe a couple more calls, and then I got to go.
I realize when I go away for a little bit, I realize how much I miss it.
Aww. You heard that, Dwight?
It drives me crazy trying to think of shit every week, but then I miss it.
New summer jobs! Exclamation point in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Call him and talk like Trevor from...
Can you try your call again later?
Oh, I forgot a digit machine. Talk like Trevor.
From Grand Theft Auto 5. Have you ever played the story mode? Yeah, I've been watching somebody do Let's
Hello,
Play.
Hello, and thank you for responding to our ad. We do have some terrific positions that are now available. They're fun, they're flexible, they pay great.
I haven't gotten
we
as far as Trevor
in the performing arts and entertainment industries
like,
throughout the Southern California area.
Played much of single player then.
Conducting interviews very quickly.
He's one of the main characters.
So please leave your full name and telephone number twice.
Okay, so he just
again,
much,
you
okay.
need to leave your full name
mostly
and
online
telephone
shit.
Number
I played
times,
the single player for a while and then I said fuck it online.
And clearly. And also include the
city
wants,
and
they should, make a they could make a movie with those characters from Five, man. They just really did a good combination of fucking three people.
Yeah.
And Trevor is just like this methed out fucking crazy hillbilly, man.
Well, I've dealt with Trevor like in heists and stuff. Like he'll be in them and, you know, and I'm like, God, that guy's fucking crazy.
He's really crazy.
He's like hitting himself, shit, just doing weird shit, talking about burning shit down, talking about loving his mother in one.
Yeah, dude, he's always like,
not like that.
He freaking there is one scene where like there's this guy he went to his, this some dude that he knew his cousin moved to the city and so they started using his house right mm-hmm. and he keeps telling the dude that his girlfriend's cheating on him and that she's garbage and this and that and like he like they all of a sudden it cuts to a scene he's waking up next to the dude you know in a bed or something and he's like don't be ashamed for what happened like he basically raped the dude because he treats him like a bitch and makes him do all this shit some dock worker guy to help steal stuff nice. And he basically raped him I don't
Thank
know it's just fucking crazy
company and ENG management please listen carefully as our menu options have changed for Elden Group
should be extension 311
That mailbox is full. Thank you for calling the E.R. Griffiths Company and ENG Management. Please listen carefully as...
Guys, a real estate broker looking for a personal assistant. You know, what's up with that? But it's full. this is for another driving job here. Another trucking job.
Who was it? What are you guys... On that show that I was mentioning a minute ago, you guys were doing the "I'll suck your dick."
I'll suck your dick. I did that earlier.
You dude would on that. God damn that! I know you do that one a lot, but it was really funny on this show. He's like, "No." But you know, if I don't know, I'll come down there. I'll suck your dick, and it's. Sorry if I'm giggly.
Frank, this is Byron. May I help you?
Yeah, hey boy, I'm calling for my son. He wants to get a job doing that driving.
Yeah.
What area do you live in?
I don't know where he lives, really. Where you live at, boy?
Out on North Street. Out on North Street. Is that close enough?
I don't... What state? I mean, you've called Atlanta. That's why I'm just...
Oh, Georgia.
What state do you live in? Oh, you are in Georgia?
Okay. Yeah. I bet out on North Street.
Around the Atlanta area?
No, it's outside of Atlanta, but on North Street.
Well, which is fine. I mean, that's fine.
I don't live in the city. I don't much
no
like the city peoples.
No problem. I don't live in the city either. You're a tractor driver? You have Class A's?
Yes.
You have your own truck?
I do. It right now it has a broken right axle, but I'm getting it fixed.
Okay. What are you looking for?
You know, money, go see the world, travel around, you know, maybe go down Route 66 at some point in my life, kind of, you know, maybe just take in the sights. It'd be nice someday to have a wife,
I hear you.
A couple of kids. You know, it's just, you know, a nice nest egg, you know, to retire on, something like that. I mean, those are kind of the things I'm looking for mostly. I wouldn't mind having an 89 Ford Mustang. That would be nice to have, too. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
I'm talking about what areas are you looking to run in?
Oh, well, I just must have sounded kind of dumb there. I'm sorry. I thought you meant, like, what are my goals? Okay. Yeah
no problem.
You know, I don't know. I could... I'm pretty much open because I don't have a wife and I don't have a kid. And, you know, it's just keep me away from places that got large bridges. I'd like to avoid Michigan because whenever I get on one of those large bridges, I had an incident about 4 years ago when I was driving. I was going across a large bridge, and I just kind of lost it. I don't know if it's the height or what. I have a condition, basically. It's a metal condition, but I just kind of lost it, and my foot just kind of goes down. Like, if my foot feels like it's like hundreds of pounds, and it just I just start just driving hard and fast, and then I start blacking out and having a panic attack. So I'd like to avoid places that have high bridges.
Okay. Okay, we pay $1 once in a mile for all miles.
So I could probably, yep. I don't. That's damn. That's about $160 an hour.
I don't know about that an hour. I just know. I said it's $1 a mile for all miles. So
okay, yeah, okay.
Depending on the miles that you get for the week, you'll be good. And then we also play for your fuel, and right now we go by the DOE fuel. It comes out every week. That's how we pay it.
Okay, so so that's right now. That's about $6 a gallon, I think.
it actually they do it as a per mile rate, and that's at 28 cent a mile right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, then how much is that? In kilometers. My truck has one of those speedometers that only have kilometers.
Be honest with you, I do not know actually the conversion from miles to kilometers.
And here's the other thing. Have you ever heard of a furlong? That's how I measure I kind of have my own ways of how I get paid. So what basically I need to make. If I'm not making $6 a furlong, then it's hard to keep the maintenance on my truck.
And how many furlongs are in a mile?
Let's find a converter. So basically, that's 201, a little bit more than 201 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, and in roughly 660 feet. So you can just do the math after that, right?
Hold on.
Okay. Is there any traveling across the Atlantic? I could do. I've always wanted to see maybe Europe.
Nope.
No, it's only U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the deal. It looks like I'm not real good with math, but I think there's about 160 feet in a mile.
So there's eight furlongs in a mile.
Okay. So then if we take $6 and divide, okay, we're good. Because I need about 80 cents then to pay for my maintenance, and so that's the rest. Now, do you allow team drivers? Is that something?
Yes.
Okay. Because I bring my father along. He used to be a truck driver. He's retired now, but I like to bring him along and put him on the books and everything. But he doesn't really drive anymore because he went over to Iraq trucking and
he left.
Oh, bastard. That's because I was going too slow.
Oh no, my bad. He's here. Hey guy.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So that's my father right there. His problem is here's the thing. Can we put him on the books? But do you guys do physicals?
I need my insulin covered.
Yeah, and do you do any kind of physicals? Because he doesn't actually – basically, he lost most of his right arm, and pretty much the left is not being used anymore.
So maybe you have to be able to do a DOT physical.
Could I stand in for him?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Okay, who – All right. Well, here's the thing. Why don't we? I could probably get my brother to, because, yeah, you're right. If I stood in for him, it'd look weird. But see, here's the thing. I have no problem driving 16 hours straight. That's what I'm saying. But I need to have my dad in there on the books, you know, because 8 and 8. You know what I mean? The 8 rule.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but you only can go 11. You just can't do it that way.
Well, I mean, in the books, we can say he was driving. That's not a problem. I mean, I'm okay to keep going. That's what I mean.
But he's got to have his own medical card and everything like that. He's got to pass a driving test and do all of that.
Okay. All right, well, maybe we can make something work, because there's the American Disability Act, right? Maybe we can throw some rubber arms on him kind of thing, and then people, you know, basically, I can't, you know, there's got to be a way. That's what I'm saying, man.
That I don't know, because with the way they regulate what we do, I doubt there is.
Okay, well, Dad, what do you think? I mean, do you think you can pass the test?
I don't know. I don't like this guy's attitude, to be honest with you. I don't like his attitude at all.
Well, he's not going to be our boss. He's just the guy that's going to help us get the job, right?
Oh, I'm the dispatch.
Yeah, this guy here.
Oh, you're the dispatch. Oh, shit.
I think he needs to apologize to you for the way he's been treating you and talking to you.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I think you need to apologize, please, for the way you've been talking to my son.
Apologize for what?
For your bad attitude and ignorance.
What ignorance do I have?
You were being really, really, really ignorant with my son. The way you talk down to him about his experience and his ideas and everything.
Well, if you feel that way, that's fine. I can go ahead and let my boss take care of it, and he can finish the conversation with you.
Yeah, because how about we take care of you?
You have a problem with me.
How about we take care of you, then? Put the boss on the phone.
Nah, no problem. Hold on one moment.
God damn it.
God, I don't even know what to say. I don't know. That's what I just said. I'm
having trouble with truck calls.
Hello?
Craig Frank, this is Mark. Can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling on behalf of my son. He's looking for a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be working on behalf of my father, because he is a highly decorated war trucker, and basically we want to be a team drivers, but he may not be able to pass the DOA.
Get a medical card?
Yeah. Yeah, because, see, he was over in Iraq driving shit around, and one of them IED bombs went off, and he basically lost most of his right arm, and his left is pretty useless at this point.
I drove trucks of shit all around Vietnam. Yeah. Da Nang.
He's been driving trucks for over 40 years, so it's not that he can't drive. It's that, you know, I'll probably be doing most of the driving, so the books are going to be all, you know, mixed up. But, you know, kind of, if you don't, you know, the last guy, that dispatcher guy, was giving us all kinds of problems, because we know how to make the books work, and he was acting like he didn't know if that we could do that. And here's the thing, if my dad can't drive, I can
go ahead and tell you now, we run legal, so we don't fix the books. We don't run with
no, no. You don't have to. No. I would never expect you to. Of course not. I wouldn't put you in that situation. I'll take care of that.
I understand, sir. I understand that. But if the other gentleman, your father, cannot have a current DOT medical card, we cannot allow him to drive.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing.
Fuck.
He is a highly decorated war trucker.
Fuck.
And he should be protected by the American Disabilities Act.
Fuck!
Not to drive a truck. He is not. No. DOT will not see it that way.
Well, I mean, that's part. You know, that's part of the American way. You know, you say you won't hire us, and we say, you know, here's our lawyer.
I can hire you.
Say fuck you.
If you can get a. Sir, I would appreciate it if you would quit screaming in the background.
Shut up, motherfucker! You're a bitch.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank my father's irate. We've been going through this for the last month.
Enjoy your Independence Day.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What is that noise? Did you just tell me to enjoy my Independence Day and start pissing?
I'm sitting at my desk. That must be your father taking a piss. I'm not really sure.
No, he's right here. He's right here. Okay. What the hell? Enjoy my Independence Day.
I'm pissing.
He's a decorated war trucker, you say enjoy your Independence Day and start pissing? Hire him because he's disabled?
I'm not sure what you got going on today. I would love to have you as a driver, but your father, unfortunately, without a DOT medical card, would not be able to be approved to drive for us.
All right. What if I bring in an old DOT card and... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I got a friend. He's good with the computers and the Photoshops. And with this, then it looks good. I don't want to get off on the wrong foot. I really need this.
I understand. As you could drive as a solo, we could bring you home. He could ride as a passenger. He could not drive.
Okay. Okay. So we're getting. I don't expect him to drive. I just need it on paper that he's driving. I'm basically gonna do driving for two.
Which is illegal.
Well, it's. You know, some people say, other people don't. You know how it goes.
Well,
you know, illegal. It's illegal to speed, and I'll speed.
Company. So, I say that cannot happen.
Okay. I guess I understand. I mean, it is what it is. Now, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to get my 16-year-old son. We'll get him to go pass the medical test, and then we'll just the good thing is he shares the same surname as my father, so maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. Is that a work?
Sure. Go online, fill out the application at cranefreight.com. It's online.
Okay.
And once it comes in, we will contact you and set up all the information that we need from you.
Okay. Just remember when I bring my son in, he's going to look about, 67 years old. So, just keep that in mind. I just want to keep it fresh in your mind so you don't forget. Okay.
Well, as long as, I'm sorry?
Hey. Alam Dinas?
Yeah.
Want to make an order? I'd like to make an order.
Yeah, sure. What would you like?
All right, I want one piece of shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything else?
One fart sandwich.
Yeah, small, medium, or large.
Make a ham sandwich, put your ass on it, and take a big fart.
Hey, Mike, can we get you anything?
Yeah, small, medium, or large?
Medium.
Medium, yeah. Anything else?
Can we get three breast milks?
Yeah, I'll recommend you something as well.
Three breast milks from your mother, from your mother?
I'll recommend you something as well.
What's that, fucker?
Yeah, some show.
A dick up the ass.
Oh, yeah. Dwight, you
only
want a dick up the ass?
Only $3.99.
Oh, yeah. How big is a dick? Okay.
Hey, trucker guy, did you want anything? We can get you a bite.
Yeah, Mark, whatever your name is. You there?
Hey, beef curtains on the side. Beef curtains.
Hey, it's Llama. Just in time. Yay.
Side of beef curtains.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to get going. He's still connected, but I got to get going, unfortunately.
All right.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Llama. You had a great show with us today. You did a great job. Jayat, thanks. Enjoy your break there.
Oh, yeah.
Make appearances when you can. And see ya. And thanks, Dwight, for joining, helping. And thank you, Elky and Asthma, for sending me numbers. Thank you, God, Most High, Allah, who makes this all possible. Just the other day. All right, I'm out of here. Bye. It's getting kind of long.